One, two, three, four.
Never ever again. Within a day. Cause your memories are starring. You're getting no pay. You're getting no pay. When my sentence is through. And I leave someday. God only knows where, but the goddamn coming doesn't even care, but we take it in stride, we work our day, so you'll kiss my
Hey, come on.
No.
Okay, listen. Let me do it, and I'll blow the train.
Okay.
I'll be the third one. Okay.
Now, what's it gonna do that?
All right, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say, this is Mr. Kirshner.
Let
me do your thing. Won't you? Wait a minute. This is the way I'm going to do it. Hold it. Let me say this.
I really am listening.
I'm going to say, I'm Mr. Bradburn, and I'm getting Mr. Hammershill.
Hammershot.
Okay. All right, listen to me. Okay, I want you to be in here. And I'm coming in.
Okay.
Mr. Hammershot, I'm Mr. Bradburn. This is the engine shop. I want to introduce you to the people in this shop. This is Mr. Kirshner. Okay, do it.
Kirshner.
This is Mr. Kirshner.
Right, do it.
I can't do this because what the hell is this?
I want to introduce you to Mr. Kirshner.
No, introduce him to him first because he's boss.
How about this? You say, how do you, Bull Bob? He said, I like
then we'll
to
yeah.
Well, that's one to all right. You get up in front. That's all.
Not him.
Then we miss him.
Well, he's first. All right. Well, listen. Hold it. I'm coming in the door.
Okay.
I say, hello, Mr. Hammershot.
We have a new engine. All right. We'd like to introduce you to your
crew. Wait a minute. This is why I'm going to walk the door. Mr. Hammershot, come on in. I'm Mr. Rathburn. Hold it. Hey, you got
a door.
Hold it now. Wait a minute, I'm coming in though.
You got somebody coming in.
Come on in, Mr. Hammershot. I'm Mr. Rathburn.
Wait a minute.
Are you going to do it?
Chat door. I really.
You want to play?
This guy's a sound man.
We'll get back up again.
Again. Because, what you say? You're coming. Just tell me exactly what
you want. Just hold it down, and I'll guarantee
shut that door up, will you? Now,
okay,
let's
get
this
one. Okay.
First thing you do is somebody knock.
This one. I'm Mr. Rathburn.
How are you doing?
I'm a supervisor.
Yeah.
We're going to sign you to the engine shop.
Engine shop?
Right.
I don't know nothing about engines.
That's all right. We'll teach you how to work on engines.
Hey, sign.
I'll take you over to the engine shop. Come on with me. All right. We'll go. Now, this is the engine shop supervisor.
What's his name?
Bullet Bob.
I don't like that.
Well, glad to meet you.
All right, then this is the supervisor of the end shop. Then I'd like to introduce you to
Wild Willie.
Wild Willie Kirsten.
How you doing?
And No, he ain't supposed to laugh.
Let me finish. That's cool, too. She freaking out laughing.
Let me finish the introduction.
That's cool.
I'm Carl. This is Wild Willie Kirshner. He is in charge of all the tightening of nuts.
How you doing? Real good. You tighten nuts, huh?
And here we have Mr. Wild Billy Hickok. He takes care of all the tightness of it.
Yeah, yeah. Nice to meet you. Woo, woo, woo,
woo! You understand him. And this guy here is...
He's gonna laugh.
This guy here is... He gets all the sandblasts out of the back end of him. Sir,
this guy's rude.
Well, I know he is. But he does get all the blasts out of the back end of all jets here. But he is all right. No, he's okay. He's all right.
Sure.
Yeah. But he is a real good guy.
We have
and then we have,
for a long
this is Mr. Roberts.
Oh, absolutely. I like it there.
He's been here for 15 years. Mr. Roberts, I want to introduce you again. This is Mr. Roberts.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
And then... And I'm Mr. Norris. And I'm glad to know you, Mr. Russell. Now, you take care of yourself, Russell.
This is take two of engine shop introduction.
Go ahead. Are you ready? Come in. I'm Mr. Rathburn.
How you doing, sir?
Glad to have you aboard. I'd like
glad
to take
you aboard.
Take you over to in addition to my shop NCOs.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we are. This is Bullet Bob.
Well, how do you are? I'm Bullet Bob, in shop chief. I'd like to introduce you to Wild Willie Kirk.
Caught her keys.
This is a joke, isn't it?
Okay. And I would like also introduce you to, I'm sorry, this is a new man in the shop. Could he introduce himself?
Wireless.
How are you?
Also, we also here have Rapid Roberts, who is in charge of all supply systems and everything.
Oh, absolutely. I love it here.
And we have Rapid Ray here, who is in charge of just about everything that goes on.
I'm getting out of here, man.
What's happening? The end. This is take three, engine shop introduction.
Mr. Wilson, I'm Mr. Rathburn.
How you doing, sir?
I'm glad to have you aboard. I'd like to take you over and introduce you to our shops and so forth. You're gonna be working with the engine shop.
Engine shop? I don't know nothing about.
Well, we'll check you out because we got some good people. Here, Mr. Wilson is Mr. Bullet Bob.
Is he drunk?
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Wilson. No, sir, I'm not drunk. But
he'll introduce you around.
I will introduce you around. I'd like to introduce you to Wild Willie Kirshner, who is in charge of shop supply right now, and he will take care of you from that aspect and show you everything that goes on there.
How you do? Where are you from?
I'm from Boston.
Nice.
And by the way, I'd like to introduce you also to Chuck and Jeff, who's in charge of all maintenance that goes on in the shop.
Come in.
And, Jumpin' Jeff has been feeling well, not been feeling too well. He's had indigestion. By the way, over here, we have a new man in the shop we'd like to introduce to.
Very pleased to meet you.
Now, this man is in charge of all parts and supplies and flight line maintenance. By the way, this is Rapid Ray over here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm a man of it. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Of liaison between military and civilian coordinates is Mr. Roberts. He would like to introduce himself. Would you introduce himself?
Well, absolutely. I like it here. It takes at least 12,000 MPs to drag me out of here.
The other end. Next is take one, editorial from center of Stars and Stripes.
On the House of Representatives floor.
Take one.
Yes, we're here on the Senate floor, the Representatives floor, and we have an issue before the House right now of changing the name of Arkansas to Arkansas, and we think we might. Yes, we finally gained recognition from the Speaker of the House, and we are going to see Mr. Johnson right now. Can we have a word, Mr. Johnson? Mr. Speaker, for the past 45 minutes, I've been trying to get your bastardly attention, but every time I do, you scream and squirm like a bitch with fleas in her cunt. Now, you probably wonder who I am. Well, my name is A.J. Johnson from Johnson City, Arkansas. Now, where I come from, it's so rough and so tough. A tender young maiden at the age of 13 can take her left tit and throw it over her right shoulder and squirt a steady stream of buttermilk 30 paces the size of a pencil. Now, changing the sweet, pure name of Arkansas to Arkansas is like comparing the black ass of a Congo prince to the beautiful, bright noonday sun. It's like comparing the gentle nudge of a virgin to the castrating hunch of a two-bit whore. It's like comparing the sweet, pure smell of a rose to the dirty, rotten stink of an Ethiopian piss pot. Yes, you can wipe your ass with the Constitution and rape the Statue of Liberty and piss on the Declaration of Independence, but no, 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 hell's pecker no, can you ever change Arkansas to Arkansas?
Take one, 24 June, 72. Cameron Bay, the NHA
barbershop quartet.
The sheet metal and engine shop quartet. One, two, three.
Never happen again. Sentence is through and
I get there.